American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document, page 238. Here is the translated text as follows. 206. X. American State Trials. From the basement, it was lying on his desk. He put it in the safe. Mrs. J. A. White recalled. I have seen this man before at police headquarters, indicating Conley, about a month after the murder. At that time, I did not identify him as being the man I saw sitting on the box. The man sitting on the box was about the same size as Jim Conley. I couldn't state it was Jim Conley. C.W. Mangum. Had a conversation with Mr. Frank at the jail about seeing Conley and confronting him. Told him the men were there with Conley and wanted to talk with him if he wanted to see them. He said, "No, my attorney is not here, and I have nobody to defend me." N.V. Darley recalled. It was very dark around the elevator on the first floor on April 26th. Never saw Jim Conley that day. Never saw Mr. Frank talk to him, or speak to him, or come into contact with him in any way that day. Was at the factory every Saturday afternoon. Found Mr. Frank in his office on every occasion except one. Saw Conley on Monday. He looked to be excited, and when I spoke to him, he failed to look up as he usually does. Went around the factory that morning and looked at everybody to see if I could pick out a man that looked suspicious. And Jim Conley was the man I thought looked most suspicious. Have made no contribution toward the fund to defend Frank. If a body had been shot down the chute, behind those boxes, it would have been hidden more than where it was found. Don't know anything about Conley being there Saturday afternoons and watching. He wasn't there by my instructions. E. F. Holloway recalled. Am the day watchman and timekeeper. Look after the register to see that everybody registers. It was not a habit of Conley to register or not as he pleased, and to get his pay anyhow. Never saw Mr. Frank goose, pinch, or joke with Conley. He surely was a good hand at borrowing, but Mr. Frank would never let him have a nickel but what he owed him. Up till 12 months ago, the sweepers stayed at the factory until about 2:30, but then they made a rule that any sweeping that wasn't done by noon on Saturday would have to go over until Monday, and since that time, no Negroes have been there since 12 o'clock. We never had any Negro night watchmen in July, August, September, or any time last fall. We never had a Negro night watchman until we hired Lee about 3 weeks before the murder. Was at the factory every Saturday since last June. Have never known Mr. Frank to have any women on Saturdays excepting his wife. Mr. Schiff helped Mr. Frank on his books on Saturdays. Conley never did watch the door downstairs. Never did see him giving signals to Mr. Frank and Frank giving him signals from upstairs. Would have seen them if he had watched the door. There was nobody practicing any immoralities in the building. If they did, I would know it. Daisy Hopkins quit sometime in May or June last spring. She has never been there since she quit. On Monday morning, saw Conley, instead of being upstairs where he usually was.